Today's program has been brought to you by the International Culinary Center, offering courses that range from classic French techniques in culinary, pastry, and bread baking to Italian studies to management, from culinary technology to food writing, from cake making to wine tasting. For more information, visit internationalculinarycenter.com.
You're listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit heritageradionetwork.org for thousands more.
Greetings, and welcome to Animal Instinct here on Heritage Radio Network. I'm your host, Celia Kutcher, also known as the food healer in certain circles. You picked a great day to tune into the show. I've got Kevin Duck calling in from Minneapolis, Minnesota. We're going to talk all about catnip. Kevin Duck, founder of Ducky World Products and creator behind the award-winning Yow! Brand of catnip and catnip toys, has made some real changes to the catnip industry. He is a man of many lives and talents, from production manager for Pink Floyd to selling cars. Kevin is a been-there-done-that kind of guy. Some would consider him to be a career connoisseur. His creativity and curiosity kept him on the hunt for work that really satisfied him, as an office job wasn't going to cut it, and he wanted to find something that people dream of and would be fun. Being a part of something creative like film got Kevin's own juices flowing. The work really set him up for wanting to do something on his own. He started off in the pet industry by making disposable dog beds out of coffee bean sacks, but became frustrated with the issues with making and shipping large, bulky items. He loved making things for animals, and that led him to catnip toys. In the past, he'd made his own cat's toys and stuffed them with catnip. From that idea, a company evolved, Ducky World Products, Inc. I invited Kevin on because his toys are the best. Anyone with a Yow! Toy knows the power of their product. All organically grown and made in the USA, the catnip industry has never been the same. Welcome, Kevin. How are you today? Kevin, are you
Hello?
There? Hey!
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, another day in paradise.
Thank you so much for being on the show. Are you getting any more warmth than we are in New York? How's the weather out there?
Well, thanks for asking us.
I'm so excited that you're here. And when I first saw your products, I think it was at one of the trade shows, and I've got to tell you, I've been a loyal customer since. The fact that your catnip's organic really, really sold me, and then your designs are just incredibly fantastic. I can't even tell you how many catnip bananas I've bought. They're definitely the number one cat gift in my book.
Well, thank you.
So we're going to talk about catnip today, and so first question is going to be, what is catnip?
Well, catnip is Nepeta carteria, and it's capital N, Nepeta, and then carteria is small c, and I'm not sure why they do it that way, but it's in the mint family, and it does not intoxicate cats. So a lot of people think, is this catnip marijuana?
Yeah.
And it isn't. It's not. What it actually does, they think, is works on the hormones of cats. So once they get above 6 or 8, 10 weeks, they become mature and catnip affects them. Once they get really old, most catnip doesn't affect them.
Oh, wow.
But we have a little saying in our company that we put the kitten back in the old puss. Cats that are not affected by catnip because they're old will be affected by ours. Almost always. Not always, but almost always.
I think that's a fair statement. I mean, I've been in the industry for a long time, and I've tried a lot of catnip, and I got to tell you, yours is the only catnip that I've bought multiple times, and I look for you now because it's that good, you know?
Oh, my gosh. Thank you.
And I've done some research on humans and catnip ingestion, and I found out that it can be ingested in many different forms, the most common being tea, smoking, or as a tincture. And it brings a feeling of calm. It's also used as a chest decongestant and a muscle relaxer. What does it do to cats?
Well, with cats, like I say, it seems to affect them on the hormonal stage. And almost puts them into an effect where cats want to be frisky because of reproduction. And we don't think it affects them like marijuana and intoxicates them. It doesn't. Marijuana actually has a bad effect on dogs and cats.
Yeah, it does.
They may look high, but it's actually making them bad. The high is not good. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, it's not a good thing.
No, it's a little intense, especially because they don't know what's going on. So I think it's mean, actually.
Right.
But so what do you...
Catnip.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, the catnip is a great natural way, and you don't have to take it away from them. A lot of people go, oh, my cat goes crazy for a while.
Mm-hmm.
But let them have it, because once they're done with it, they're done.
Yeah.
And they'll lay on it, they'll sleep with it, and then when it becomes attractive again, they'll do it again.
Mm-hmm. It's really, really true. And I did some research before. One of the questions that I got for you was if a cat can OD from catnip. And so, as you and I know, they can't. But I decided to call in the big guns. So I called an emergency veterinary clinic. And actually, I called three clinics. Two are emergency veterinary ones in New York City. They have never, ever had a cat come in that's OD'd on catnip. They said they've never experienced this. One of the vets told me that in order for a cat to OD on catnip, they'd have to ingest approximately 2 pounds of the stuff. So...
That would be tough.
Yeah, right? Black.
It would
be so green. It would be terrible.
Yeah. No, it's not going to intoxicate them, mm-hmm. and it's not going to make them overdose. And one of the questions that we had was that you sent him was, my cat goes out at night, doesn't come home all night long, comes home in the morning and smells like catnip. Is this a problem? Not really. That's almost a good thing. And there's no cats under streetlights trying to sell this stuff.
Well, fortunately, because they don't have any change. They got no thumbs, so, you know, make it
right.
difficult to get in their pockets.
You're a hoot.
So I want to know, are all felines affected by catnip? Like, what happens if you give some to a lion or tiger?
No, it really isn't all cats. And they say that probably 3-4% of cats aren't affected.
Mm-hmm.
But I have a friend at the catnip sanctuary, and we went up and tested it on 175 different varieties of cats.
Oh, wow.
And from lions and tigers to bobcats and bears, everybody, well, not bears. Bears was a different thing. But all those animals had an effect, like bobcats. We took a log, and we cut out a hole.
Mm-hmm.
It was a 2-foot log, and we cut a hole 2 inches wide all the way through, and we filled it with catnip. And then we put holes, 4 holes around the sides of the catnip log. And we put it in with bobcats, lions, and tigers, and they all reacted differently. And the bobcats, it was like 3 of them would hug on the log, and it was almost like they were hugging it and rubbing their chins on it, and they were so cool and calm.
Oh, how nice.
3 of them at a time. If you take a cat, he's going to attack it. He's going to be crazy with it. But the big cats, it was nuts. And we put it in with a lion.
How'd that go?
Oh, my God. My wife was there, and she runs a day-to-day company, Lisa. Mm-hmm. And we were outside 2 cages. They put the big log in with the lion, and the lion looked at it. His nostrils just puffed up. And he pulled it in. He put his paw out,
uh-oh.
And he pulled it in, and he just loved that log.
Aww.
And I told my wife, I said, okay, go get the prototype.
You got to make one of these.
She disobeyed me.
Oh, no.
It was horrible. Nobody's going to take that log away from that cat.
Heck no.
But,
are you kidding?
Yeah. Big cats are affected. We tried it with, we also tried logs with dogs or bears, and we did the same thing we did with catnip toys.
Mm-hmm.
but we did the whole thing, the log, with filled with peanuts, berries, all that kind of thing for bears.
Nice.
To see if they would do it.
Yeah.
And they would, and you can see in a YouTube video, if you do Ducky World log.
Okay.
Bear something. And there's a bear that grabs that log, and he stands up, and he pulls it in his arms and walks it away. And they're so attracted to it. And when you see animals like lions and tigers and bears in a zoo,
yeah,
and they're not being enriched, they'll pace.
Yeah, it's true.
And when you see them going back and forth, they pace. But when you give them a natural toy,
mm-hmm.
you'll see them love it. You'll see them happy. And it, that's cool.
Yeah, it is.
I like the catnip business.
It's an amazing thing, and it's really funny because, like, before your industry, I'm sure you know this. I mean, I've been doing the shows forever. I go to the trade shows every year and always looking for something new and something organic and something healthy. And mm-hmm. before you guys were around, I mean, catnip toys were, they existed, of course, you know, but they were dustier and just not as exciting. And a lot of the organic products were kind of, you know, really pushing the organic factor of, like, putting them in burlap and, you know, making them look very crunchy and very green. Which is fine and dandy. I have no complaints about it. But when your toys hit the market, I mean, I was there with one of my best friends, and we do the trade shows every year. We both just completely freaked out because the designs are so much fun. They're really colorful. You know, it's the type of thing that you can buy for a new cat owner, and they're excited about it. It's not like, you know, a little fake mouse or, I mean, oh my God, your rats are hysterical. And the little tiny fish, I adore. I think they're perfect. So I think that what you've done is really, I feel like when you guys came in, you guys really, really pushed good design. And there was good design before that. But since you guys have been around, everybody's like working a little bit harder and bringing up their game to have more attractive products. So I want to say thanks for that because I was getting really tired of browns and greens on everything. So
you're so sweet.
I appreciate it.
Who do we have? Can we give some toys away?
I would love to give some toys away, and we're not a call-in show yet. However, why don't we, what's your favorite number between 1 and 10, Kevin?
How about 6?
Okay, so the 6th person that leaves a comment on my Food Healer page, it's foodhealer.com. Today's lead story is all about Kevin Duck and Ducky World, so 6th person there gets an awesome, awesome basket full of catnip goodies. It's amazing. You guys want this. So start with your comments.
How about a 2 and 3?
Hey, we could do that too.
Let's give away more.
Let's do it. Let's do it. Okay, yeah. So how about if we give one away, and if you leave a comment on iTunes for this show, let's say the first person to leave a comment on iTunes will get one. And then, Kevin, who else should we give to?
4th person.
Okay, so let's do the 4th person that leaves a comment on this show on Stitcher. So we've got the first person on Heritage Radio. We've got the 4th person on Stitcher. And the, it was the 6th person, I'm sorry, on iTunes. And
cool.
These are amazing, you guys. Like, seriously, this is like enough catnip to last your cat a couple years. And it's, the package is great. It's awesome. So put down your comments, man. You want these things, especially if you've got some cats.
Oh, you're doing great.
So I have a question for you here.
Yeah.
From, let's see, Emma wanted to know if there are, what are the signs that your cat has had too much catnip?
There is no sign.
Okay.
The cat will stop playing with it, and he'll just go to sleep.
Okay.
Otherwise, they'll go away. But sometimes they'll just hug it and hold it. But they'll play for a little bit, and then they'll be done with it. You don't have to take it away because they're not intoxicated.
And I think that's a really, really important point. I'm glad that you're stressing that because, I mean, I think everybody, as you said before, it's not the marijuana for cats. However, I think
right.
everyone thinks it is, you know, so I think it's really important to stress that, that, you know, your cat's not running around with a roach clip in its back pocket trying to get a score here. All right,
yeah.
Kevin, we need to take a break, so we're going to just take a 1-minute break. We'll be back shortly talking about catnip with Yow Catnip and Ducky World, Kevin Duck. So hang on 1 minute, please.
Very good. Cool.
Today's music is Still the Best by Hard Bodies on heritageradionetwork.org.
The International Culinary Center is a proud sponsor of the HeritageRadioNetwork.org. The ICC, with locations in New York and California, provide cutting-edge education to future chefs, restaurateurs, and wine professionals. We're proud to claim Dan Barber, Bobby Flay, and David Chang among our honored alumni. This is Dorothy Cann Hamilton from Chef Story. Check out our ICC website at internationalculinarycenter.com.
And we are back. We are talking all about catnip with Kevin Duck of Ducky World. Best catnip toys in the world. I'm safe to say I believe that 100%. I think they're awesome. And Kevin, I want to talk to you a little bit about growing and what it's like to be a catnip farmer. I know you don't farm, but I know you deal with an awful lot of them. So with the catnip that you guys have, are there different strengths and strains?
Not necessarily. Well, I mean, catnip comes in catnip, and it's in the mint family, so some of it might smell minty.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's also citronella, and that smells like lemon. The stuff that we use is a regular catnip. It's all organically grown. I have it grown on two crops that are 140 miles apart. Just in case something happens with weather.
Yeah, no kidding.
And one of your questions you had was, do we plant from seed or how?
Yeah.
And we sometimes we plant by seed, but the best way to do it is to plant it in pods. Do it indoors, and once it gets to 1 inch to 3 inches, then you can plant it in the ground. And if you have weather, it's not going to go blow away. And we have had a whole year's worth of catnip blow away.
Oh, no.
Because we did it by seed.
Wow.
So, Celia, we're trying to do it the best way we can.
Yep.
And provide the best product. And it's expensive.
Yeah,
I hate to say that, but it is. It costs money to have people go out there and hand pick the fields.
Wow, so they hand weed as well then, huh?
Oh, yeah, because you can't use chemicals.
Yeah.
And the government checks the ground, makes sure it's all good.
Wow.
And then after 3 years, you have to change the fields that you're using and let them recoup and then go into another field.
So, how many different farmers do you have that grow for you?
I've got two.
Okay.
Yep.
And do they grow anything else, or is it just specifically for you?
Oh, no. Nobody has our catnip.
Yeah.
Nobody has our catnip. Yellow catnip is its own brand. Nobody else has it. Nobody else can compare to it. The strength of it in the reaction from the cats is totally ours.
It really is true. I mean, it really, really is true.
I used to have a lot of good jobs. I mean, I got to work for Pink Floyd and the Rolling Stones and Bette Midler and the Ramones before Joey died.
Oh.
I had a lot of good, but the catnip thing was the biggest thing I could think of that really made sense, that I liked animals more than people.
Well, after doing all the bands, too, my God, I'm sure that, you know, it's a lot more peaceful lifestyle you got going on now than you did, you know?
Yeah.
But what a great experience, too.
Oh, it's been fun.
How do you protect your crops from, like, hordes of roaming cats?
Snipers.
Hey, no. Pete is on the line. Great.
Not
Hold
really.
On, Kevin.
Little cats up in towers, shooting cats that come into the field. No, it's they just don't come around.
Wow.
I mean, it's, you're out in the wild, and it just isn't a thing.
Oh, you're lucky. I had some catnip growing in Brooklyn, and kept coming out every morning, and it was all flattened out. And one day, we have a ton of feral cats in our neighborhood, and came out one morning, and there's the big stud, and he's sitting on the catnip looking at me like, you ain't getting this back, lady. I was like, all right, you can have it. So, yeah, catnip grown in Brooklyn is basically impossible because there are just too many feral cats to let it get mature, you know?
Right.
And then, so you grow? Do you grow it all in Minneapolis or in Minnesota? Is that okay
no,
to ask you?
No, it's not grown in Minneapolis.
Oh,
we grow it in Washington.
Oh, wow.
And then we have another farm in Oregon.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
No, it's out west where all the good stuff is grown.
Yeah, exactly. And what about the grow season then? So then it's longer for you because you're not in Minneapolis or in Minnesota, huh?
No, but you know, right now it's about 2.5 feet tall. It should get to about three feet tall.
Wow.
And then we'll harvest.
Wow.
So right now it's about 2.5 feet tall, and I think we're going to be able to harvest in about 3 weeks, 4 weeks. That'll be the first cutting, and then they'll cut again in August or September.
So do they use the same plants and just trim them, or do you start again from seed?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It's like the first year you get, see, plant a plant.
Mm-hmm.
The first year, if you do it right, you're going to get a pound per plant.
Wow.
The next year, you get 2 pounds per plant.
Wow.
The third year, you get the same 2 pounds per plant. So you have to project what you're really going to need, because a lot of companies were out there growing, and they found out that people were trying to buy catnip by this amount of poundage, and then they'd buy it from 5 different companies, and then whoever came through, it was just a mess.
Yeah.
So now it's the kind of thing where you work with the people you're going to work with, you grow what you're going to grow. When it doubles, you got to be able to absorb that.
Yeah.
And we're a company that can absorb it. We grow it in Minnesota. I mean, we process it in Minnesota. Mm-hmm. We make the toys in Minnesota, in Minneapolis, and we sell them all over the world.
You really do.
We have just beat Kong as far as cat toys.
Good for you.
And we're number one in market share for that.
Awesome.
And European sales are about 45% of our sales. And that only happened not by advertising, because we're a little company. But that happened because I would put it in all the stores that flew people overseas. And they would find it, and they'd think it was interesting.
Nice.
And they would buy it. And then they'd get home, and they'd say, they'd email us, because we have our addresses on it.
Yeah.
And they'd say, hey, I bought this in New York. I bought this in Miami. I bought this in San Francisco. I'm now in Paris, France. I'm in Germany. I'm in China. How do I get these? Give me a store name. And they would. And we did it without advertising.
Wow.
And now 45% of our business is over in Europe.
That is amazing. You should be very proud of yourself, Kevin. That's no joke.
Oh, we're very cheap. Because the catnip costs a ton.
And I don't think people realize that. You know, I think people think that, you know, any kind of plants in this kind of industry, if you're buying good food or if you're buying good treats, you're buying good products, you're going to have to spend a little bit more, but it will be worth it in the long run.
Yeah.
And so why don't you sell to the big old box stores?
I'm a little guy that likes to support the little guys out there. And if I go with big box, they're going to try and control my price.
Yep.
They're going to try and control how much I put out. They want to go in my warehouse with systems and say, okay, this much is ours.
Wow.
And if it doesn't sell, it comes back.
Mm.
I can deal with mom and pops, and there's 50 million of them
around
the world. And I can treat them like my friends. And that's who I want to do business with.
I agree with you. I think that, you know, with this show, as it's been going on, we talk about mom and pops constantly. And the mom and the pops are where you want to go if you want any kind of education, if you want excellent foods and treats. All these businesses are small. There's no huge corporation making super quality dog food, cat food, or treats. So go to mom and pops. Support the small businesses. This is where you find all the really cool stuff.
Yep. And if you don't find it in your store, either email us at yow.com with three W's or duckyworld.com, DUCKYWORLD, and we will make sure that your store gets it.
And it is totally worth it.
I think so.
So, Kevin, what part of the plant do you guys use?
We use the whole plant.
You do?
What we process is called leaf and flower.
Mm-hmm.
And so marijuana grows in the same way the catnip grows.
Okay.
And it has a flower top, and it has the leaves, and we mill the whole thing. And so we mix the flower tops with the leaves and blend it. That's what you use.
Is there like a male catnip plant? Like the same with marijuana. Is there a male and a female plant?
I can't tell you that.
That's fair.
I don't know.
Fair enough. I didn't know if I was revealing any huge secrets or something. I don't want to, like, you know, unveil Ducky World. That would be terrible.
No, I don't know about that.
Yeah, I don't know much about it either. If my husband was here, he'd be helpful. He's a horticulturist, however.
Okay.
I'm not sure. But I got a couple more questions for you.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron wants to know, why do some cats get totally mellow on the nip while others go completely mental? And why does it only affect cats and no other animals?
Oh, boy. Well,3% of cats are not affected.
Okay.
Dogs are not affected. 1 or 2% of dogs are affected, but we think it deals with the hormones.
Yeah.
So that's why we think it works best with cats.
Mm-hmm.
And with dogs, there's been one company that came out and said they had dog catnip.
I remember that.
Yeah. It was a couple of years ago at one of the trade shows. And it just didn't work. There is no dog catnip.
No, I mean, it's like a dead
anything.
Skunk.
I got dogs, man.
No, my dog's catnip was raccoon poo. He used to roll in it and deal in to hide for 3 hours before he'd come home, you know.
You got it.
Yeah, totally. The more disgusting roadkill, catnip for dogs.
What have you been rolling in? Oh, I love you.
Totally. Can I sleep on your bed with you? I smell like something died. Yay.
Yeah. But then you got the cats that bring home mice.
Oh, yeah.
Stuff, and they go, this is a gift.
And that's just as bad. My book is, you know, I can't handle that kind of stuff. I mean, I appreciate the gesture. It's very kind and it's very loving. However, oh, my God, that's a perfect way to give me a nervous breakdown.
You're a hootsie, Liz.
I have another question for you from Jenny. She wants to know if sprinkling catnip on food to entice picky eaters is a good idea.
You could.
Okay.
You could. If they're into it and they eat it, there's, you know, some people write us and they go, my cat tore your toy open and it's all over the floor and he's eating it.
Yep.
I want my money back. And it's like, okay, you have a very vicious cat.
Seriously.
And we're going to refund your money, but let him eat the catnip.
Yeah.
It's good for him.
Yep.
It's good for their digestion. It's good for their playfulness. It's all around good for them. And there's nothing bad about it.
Yeah, I mean, my cats, I give them about a tablespoon each probably about twice a week, catnip just on the carpet, and then they roll around on it, and they eat a lot of it, actually. And what I've found with them is I've got one that's got a sensitive belly, and it seems to be helping. I mean, I haven't done it enough to really get any kind of proof, but she definitely needs greens in the winter, and this is the way that she gets them because she's a horribly picky eater. The other one eats kale. He's easy. But for her, it really helps her just kind of settle her belly a little bit and just not be, you know, completely churny all the time. And they love it, and they eat tons of it, and they're extraordinarily healthy. I mean, they have to be. This is what I do. I can't have dandruffy, fat, gross cats. You know, I have to have supermodels in my house, so it's important.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, somebody else on your thing asked that, what was it?
Let's see. We've got the one about ODing on catnip, but we covered that. Let's see. Why they get mellow. Oh, how long does catnip work on cats before it wears out?
Oh, our stuff? I've had comments from people who said, I've had your toy for 8 years.
Wow.
And all I do is wring it out. My cat still sleeps with it. But, you know, 2, 3, 4 years for our stuff? What happens is the toy flattens out.
Yep.
And so they think it's dead, but it's not. The cat still loves it.
I'm impressed. I would have thought, I just assumed like with fresh herbs, you know, they're like the best they are within 6 months. I'm amazed they last that long, but I've had them. I mean, I've got a very sad banana that's probably 5 years old in my house. Well, which is going to be thrown out after all the goodies I got from you. So thank you very much. But Kevin, I hate to do this to you. We're out of time. I have loved talking to you. I've been wanting to talk to you for years, actually. I've never seen you on the trade floor. You're always having a coffee or something when I come by. So it's been really, really great talking to you. If people have questions or want to find out more about your products, can you repeat your website again?
It's www.duckyworld, and that's DuckyWorld.com. Or yow.com, which is yeowww.com. And we're going to be at the Global Pet Expo in Orlando this week.
Yeah, I was going to say, you guys got to leave soon.
Yeah.
Well, have a great time.
Are you going to be there?
No, I can't go, unfortunately. I wanted to, and I found out about it too late this year, so I couldn't get tickets or get myself in order. But I hope you have a great, great show.
Well, thank you.
And
thank you for having us on.
Oh, my pleasure. This has been awesome. And I'm Celia Kutcher. I'm the food healer. And remember, you guys, 6th-person comment on iTunes, 1st comment on Heritage Radio, 4th-person on Stitcher. You're getting some awesome, awesome stuff. So thanks
Let's
for tuning in.
Let's give away one more.
One more? All right. Who are we going to give this one to, Kevin?
Whoever calls in.
All right, we'll do that. So if somebody calls the station, you're not going to talk to us. However, you are going to get some really awesome stuff. So this is going to require a little bit of work. You're going to have to look up the number on the website because I don't have it on me. But, hey, it's totally, totally worth it. So thank you guys for listening. Kevin, thank you again. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us. I really appreciate it. I hope you have a great show, and I hope we get to meet each other in person real soon.
Thank you, Ms. Kutcher. Bye-bye.
Bye. Take care.
Bye, everybody.
Bye. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions at any time at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.